Wishing you a lovely Friday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me as we reach the end of the week. I hope you have a lovely weekend ahead and get to take some proper and good time for yourself over the weekend, even if it's an hour. As we were talking during the week all around what needs to be healed to allow you to move forward, to thrive and to elevate, we also looked at bringing a feel-good energy into your life. And I'd love to hear how you got on with that the other day. And like I was saying, trying to make that a daily feel-good practice, and how have you managed that? So do send me a text and let me know with that. One of the things we did at the start of the week was, and last week as well, it was getting you to text me about different things you wanted to heal, or different things that were, you know, blocking your ability to thrive and elevate in general, or just in particular areas of your life. So I was in touch with you all by text, and then I have been in touch with you individually, by text and by email, and I'm still going through that for different pieces of guidance that I'd like to give you, or different exercises to do. But what I wanted to cover today is, in relation to everything that everyone sent me, it was very clear that all of your awareness around what the reasons behind a lot of these things that need to be healed are. So when we see your awareness is clear like that, it's amazing, you know, because that's like half the battle, so to speak. But what it also made me realize is that because you have that awareness, and I'm not just talking generically here, because literally every text and every email conversation I've been having with you all, the awareness for each of you was there. So having that level shows you that not only are you halfway there, like I said a moment ago, but that you have the huge potential to heal it. And sometimes it's just simply about changing the course of where things are going. So I've been reading a really interesting book called It Didn't Start With You. I'd highly recommend it. It's about ancestral clearing, actually, and about different things we carry down our life, through our lives, I should say, from generations gone. So it might be our, you know, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, father, so on, you know, uncles, aunts. And there can be general themes that we carry down into our life now, and we're playing out the fears or the energies that weren't healed in different people in our life through our family. And we might find ourselves in situations where we can't overcome certain things because we are carrying and we are holding that. And one of the best ways to be able to shift through that is to realize that it actually doesn't belong to you. So what I'd love you all to do, no matter where you are at this time in your life, no matter where you're wanting healing or blocks removed, or just in general, is I would love you to take time over this weekend to look at anything that went on. So you'd be looking outward now, okay? So to your mother, your father, aunts, uncles on both mother and father's side, and grandparents and even great-grandparents. And write down on the piece of paper the things that you are struggling with, okay? So if it's around weight loss, if it's around lack of self-love, lack of self-care, if it's around romantic relationships, if it's around financial issues, if it's around career issues, like anything like that, just somewhere where it's like a continuous struggle with, then what I'd like you to do is writing down every, you know, your mother, father, all those people that I mentioned, looking at their life and seeing if you can see any correlation, anything that was similar, any areas of life that might have been similar. And then what I'd like you to do is a very simple practice, is you're going to sit and close your eyes. You're going to visualize yourself sitting with the person, if there might be more than one, where you're carrying their energy. So you're going to hand the back. So you imagine yourself sitting on the floor and visualize yourself drawing a beautiful golden circle around you. So you're in your circle. And then across the floor, you can visualize the person. So it might be your father, for example, or your granny, for example, and you see them sitting on the floor and you draw this beautiful golden circle around them. And this is all done in your mind, and you visualize yourself speaking to them. You say, thank you for everything that you have given to me in my life, for everything you have brought forward for me in my life. But I'm now ready to hand you back your pain or your healing or your grief or your fears, whatever it might be, or all of the above, so that I can move forward in my life. And then you say a lovely statement to yourself, which is, I no longer carry the burdens the worries or responsibilities that do not belong to me. And you can literally imagine yourself just handing it back to the parent, the grandparent, the aunt, the uncle, thank them again, and then put some protection around yourself. So you might imagine some pink light or some beautiful lavender light, and then come out of the visualization. This is very, very, very powerful. It's something I've been doing myself lately. And it's, you know, it really, really is. So there's a lot I would have found in this. So I'll give you an example of this just to share, because I've obviously, like, it's important when I'm talking about things that I actually do these things myself. But so I would have had some difficulty starting in my life when I was 33. That was the specific age. A lot of stuff, as I've talked about here before, I've gone through a lot of fertility stuff. So a lot of issues started at 33, which is, you know, 6 years ago now, and coming up on 6 years ago. And and there was a lot of issues. And when I was reading this book, it was asking me to think of something that had happened, a significant life-changing event that had happened prior to me being 33. So about 6 months before I turned 33, I got married, and I was like, okay, so then it's saying, so you got married, so who maybe had any marriage issues or losses or anything like that? So my own parents had got separated, and I phoned my mum, and I asked my mum what age she was when she got separated, and she was 33. And then she told me that my granny, her husband, my grandfather, died when my granny was married to him, and my granny was only 33. And my granny was left with 5 children under the age of 8. And then when my parents got separated, like, my mum had the 2 of us. And then here I was at 33, just got married, and I'm very blessed to have a wonderful marriage. But a lot of issues started happening for me then, and also a lot of fertility issues started happening at that time. So from what I was tracing, and loads of other stuff actually, but I won't get into all the other stuff that was coming down the lines on my dad's side of the family too, but it was like I was carrying down things. So I always say, when people ask me about my readings and things like that, I'll always say, God, you know, I had such a huge interest in it, and my granny was great, and when she died, she left everything to me, and she handed everything down to me. And I always meant that as being like my spiritual gift. I really remember, like, at her funeral, I remember looking up over the altar, and I could see hundreds of thousands of golden lights, and my eyes were really sore from the brightness of the light. And my cousin was sitting beside me, and I was saying, God, can you see all that light? And she couldn't see anything. It was just these little light beams, like literally hundreds of thousands of them, golden. And I always just felt from that day that she literally passed it down. But what I realized that day that I was doing this exercise was even what the language I had used. I said, my granny passed everything down to me. So, you know, I did that exercise of passing things back. And just to be clear, when I did that, and I did it with my dad's energy too, like, a lot has shifted. And I know I mentioned to you all that my dad has been admitted to hospital recently, and he's still not very well and still there, and it's been quite stressful and difficult. And I did kind of think, Jesus, is this because I, like, passed a lot of energy back to him? So it is very interesting. So, you know, you could have some shifts after it. So, you know, if anything like that happens, not somebody going into hospital, but if you feel any shifts and you need, you know, just to ask about that or anything, you know, do get in touch with me if you do that visualization exercise. But it's just very interesting to see the links, the specific ages. Now, it doesn't mean that when you do your process that you'll have specific ages, that's, you know, that there was a repetitive age going down, but it is very interesting. And and actually, just as I say that, I remember a few months ago, and I'm literally just remembered this now, I had a dream that I walked outside my house, and there was a key on the ground, and on the key ring was 333333 on the key ring, in the little excuse me, white part. It was written, and I remember picking up and being like, 333333. And I googled it the next day, angel number and all that. But now, just as I'm talking to you, I'm like, maybe that's what it was about. So anyway, the reason I'm asking you to do this is because we wanted to look at how we clear everything. So everything that you guys would have sent me this week, and even if you didn't send me things, this will have an impact. And it's, I think, important for us all to try and clear stuff off us in whatever way we can. and that will have an impact then. And I think that no matter what's going on, it's okay just to say, look, this is where my life circumstances are now. It mightn't be where I want it to be. I know where I do want it to be. I'm handing everything back. I'm ready to start anew. And obviously there's things, other things you have to do. You can't just pass everything back ancestrally and then like sit there and like take no action. Of course you have to do things. But it's, I suppose, a little bit freeing to say, do you know what, like, this doesn't belong to me. And that's that book I was reading called It Didn't Start With You, which it doesn't always belong to us. So that's just something I'd like you to think about. I'd love you to do that exercise. If you need a hand with that, let me know. We are going to be doing our soul class on Thursday at 8:30. And I'll go through this a little bit more that night as well. But if you do want any more guidance on it, let me know. So have a great weekend and I'll talk to you very soon.